This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thanks for staying with us here on The Morning Run. You're with Lin Mark, Kusu Chuang and Wong Shanning. Closer to home, the 10th week of unrest in Hong Kong was marked by protesters disrupting the city's international airport. At this point, the economic repercussions certainly can't be avoided. The Hang Seng Index has fallen by more than 12% since the protests first started in March.
Yeah, stock prices in Cathay Pacific, the flag carrier for Hong Kong, has dropped to its lowest level to $99.55 Hong Kong dollars in a decade on Wednesday. Even MTR, considered one of Hong Kong's safest stocks, also fell 7.8% since Friday as there were acts of violence in certain stations.
So for some clarity as to how the Hong Kong economy and the equity market will be impacted by the ongoing protests, we speak to Eric Dong, Hong Kong equity strategist from Shin Wan Hong Yuan Securities. Good morning, Eric. So how have the protests impacted the Hong Kong economy, and which sectors do you see most affected by it?
At present, tourism is the most affected by the protest. The number of mainland visitors to Hong Kong fell by 45% year-on-year in the first week of August, and the number of visitors to Hong Kong in July and August also fell by about 50%. And the current Hong Kong retail sales data for June is also down by 0.7%, and it will be even worse in July and August. The Hong Kong Retail Management Association also lowered the 2019 sales forecast from the original one-digit increase to double-digit decline. The transportation hub facilities, such as the airport, have also suffered, and the prospects of the trade logistics industry that accommodates most people are also negative. At present, the financial industries and the professional services industries are less affected by the protests. However, if the chaos continues, the pressure on the retail and the property market will continue, which will significantly affect Hong Kong property stocks as a waiting sector in the Hong Kong stock market, and the performance of the Hong Kong financial sector, especially the banking names. Furthermore, poor market conditions may also affect Hong Kong stock raising fund activities, such as IPO, in the second half of this year, as companies may consider liquidity and valuation facts to delay the listing process or even find another listing location.
So, Eric, during the four interest rate cut cycles in the U.S. over the past 40 years, Hong Kong suffered from recession three times, except in the early 90s. In your opinion, will history, unfortunately, repeat itself?
We think this time the situation is serious. Since the second quarter of this year, we know that the overseas environmental uncertainty has increased, and the Fed has further released the loose signal, and the global government bond interest rate has also fallen across the board. From the perspective of the actual year of the world's major developed economies, the actual interest rate of other developed economies in the world has turned negative, except for the United States. And we also know that the scale of the global negative rate bond has also risen along with the price of gold, which reflects the global economic outlook is also weakening. So the large-scale application of computers and the internet was the reason for the productivity jump in the 1990s. And in the short term, we believe that there is no major technology application that can lead the productivity to jump further at this stage. We estimate that the 5G and the new energy may be the next tools. However, the development of both of them has encountered certain bottlenecks. So in the short term, the world is still in an era where productivity is unlikely to increase significantly. So we believe that maybe this round of recession is hard to avoid.
And Eric, what's your year-end target for the Hang Seng Index and what valuation is that based on?
Our year-end target for Hang Seng Index is around 28,000. Which is representing 10.5 times 90 EPE.
And that was Eric Dong, Hong Kong market strategy analyst from Shen Wan Hong Yuan Securities, giving us his thoughts on Hong Kong and how this has affected, the protests have affected the financial sector there because and its economy, because he's particularly spotlighted the tourism industry, because tourism is one of the areas where most affected by the protests, because people are unlikely to go to Hong Kong now because they're afraid that they will get caught up in the violence that's been perpetrated.
Yeah, exactly. And in his strategy note, he does say stick to the traditional defensive sectors in the short term, like telecommunications and utilities, because those companies have better visibility and lower correlation to the external deteriorating circumstances.
All right. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.